Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Sovereign God, as the world turns its attention to the final tributes of a great queen.
The U.S. House Chaplain Margaret Kibben opened Monday's session noting the historic events happening overseas as Queen Elizabeth II was laid to rest. President Joe Biden was among the nearly 400 world leaders who gathered for her funeral in London, which concluded with music from the Queen's bagpiper. Thousands descended on central London to pay their respects. Cambridge scholar Premavada Gopal contends the Queen's death has sowed doubt on the future of the monarchy.
Monarchy really represents exactly what we are ruled by across the world. Power and privilege and wealth in the hands of a few, which the rest of us are then invited to worship and think of as perfectly normal.
The Queen's eldest son, King Charles III, is now the 13th British monarch since England and Scotland united in 1707. Today is National Voter Registration Day, and nonpartisan groups are encouraging Americans to plan how, when, and where to vote. Sharon Delente with Promote the Vote says it's essential to ensure the process goes smoothly.
There's a nonpartisan voter protection hotline. If folks have any questions, concerns, and they need to talk it through with someone or they can't find the information, it's 866-OUR-VOTE.
Meanwhile, Colin Morazzi with the ACLU of Ohio explains state and local officials have a much bigger impact on the daily lives of voters than many high-profile federal leaders. He uses the state auditor as an example.
It's not a very flashy position. And in all honesty, the biggest role the state auditor plays is to investigate corruption and public malfeasance. But another equally important function is to be one of the seven map drawers for state and congressional legislative districts.
Morazzi says issues like LGBTQ rights, reproductive health, and voting access can be affected by officials in down-ballot races. Constitution Day ceremonies were held to mark the 235th anniversary of the U.S. Constitution. Congressman Brendan Boyle of Philadelphia said his city is honored to have played a role in the document's drafting.
It is now up to all of us to again read our Constitution and bring it close to not only our minds, but our hearts. Every single day, we must work to uphold it and uphold our democracy.
Despite comments from President Joe Biden, the pandemic is over. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned it's unlikely the U.S. will eradicate the coronavirus. He noted rapidly evolving science and the vaccines have made a difference.
Even though it's been terrible from the standpoint of the toll of human suffering and death, both in the United States and globally, it clearly would have been much, much worse.
According to the CDC, nearly 400 people are dying from COVID each day. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.